Howdy neighbors, I'm Ron Hayes, and we're glad to have you along with us today. Our special audio coverage here on the OklahomaFarmReport.com and the Blue Green Gazette of the National FFA Convention 2010, brought to you in part by the folks from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. The 2010 convention, very successful once again for Oklahoma FFA. And we had eight, National Proficiency Award winners here in 2010. Here's another one of those young people who won one of those National Proficiency Awards for themselves on behalf of their chapter as well as the state of Oklahoma.
We're talking with Taylor Runyon from the Atoka FFA chapter and one of the National Proficiency Award winners here at this 2010 National FFA Convention. Taylor, tell me about your area of expertise. This is a fairly new proficiency award, I know.
Yes, it is. My SAE involves an ongoing study of lycopene from several different varieties of vegetables and fruits and its effects on cancer cells.
Now, you're in the Emerging Ag Technology Proficiency. You won that nationally. How'd you get interested in this particular research project?
My mother is a 7th grade science teacher, and I was looking for my next science fair project, and I talked to some doctors at the local Lane Research Center in Lane, Oklahoma, and I just got hooked, and it's taken me all over. It's been awesome.
So you've been working at the USDA OSU Research Facility at Lane, right?
Yes, sir. And also at the Southeastern Oklahoma State University.
Tell me a little bit about the things that you've done at Lane.
I have worked with different tractors and planters, irrigation systems, and different vegetables and fruits, and learned a lot of different skills out there.
Now, have you gotten to a point where you've started drawing some conclusions from some of the things you've studied?
Yes, I have. Tomatoes are very good for you. So, kids out there, ketchup is good for you. It has a lot of lycopene in it. So, yes, eat a lot of ketchup. And also, pizza is good for you because it has tomato products in it, too. So, I've learned a lot there.
What are you hoping to do down the road?
Actually, to become an agricultural scientist and to actually take the research that I've started here and continue it to actually make an all-natural sunscreen.
Okay. What at this point you're going to, I believe, St. Gregory, is that
yes,
right?
Sir. I'm playing basketball there.
Okay, so now where from there? What's your plans after St. Gregory?
To actually go to OSU and study plant science.
Congratulations.
Thank you.